morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm with someone today that used to do this on WTBR when it was out at Taconic, the old Taconic. Dina Guglielmpiazzi, and she is graciously agreed to come on again. Now I'm so proud of her, and so for so many things, but two things in particular. She ran for city council again after I tried talking to her. But, and she's chairperson of the ordinance and rules. And I happened to watch a rerun of it last night. And it's such a wonderful, she does such a great job. And she's the mom of two. So, and we relate because my son is the father of two, right close together. So, without further ado, foie gras soup du jour. Good morning, Dina.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on. And thank you. As a busy mom, I know how the dedication you have to the city council. And I think as a citizen of the city of Pittsfield, I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. You know, since having the kids, Luciana is now 2.5 almost. Alessio is 17 weeks. This counting by weeks thing, I never get used to it.
Yeah.
you know, and I've noticed during this time that my focus for the city has deepened in many ways. I view things differently. There was a time in the past when I started to notice my grandmother's own decline, and I started to see structures differently in how we use spaces.
Yeah.
And now I'm experiencing that as a mom, whether it be the strollers and how we're navigating city neighborhoods, or, you know, how we're taking care of our schools and many other areas that will affect their lives.
And time. I found people who have children have to become wonderful time managers. You know, especially if you have a job, or being a city councilor is a job. I mean,
it is.
People get into it and they don't understand. I won't get into the person, but several years ago, because I never knew it was this much. They got people calling me at all hours of the day and the night. And I said, you're a ward councilor.
Right.
Comes with the turf.
Yeah. And it really, I tell people too, that it does ebb and flow. You know, there might be a week or two that you don't hear much. And then you have, and I'm not exaggerating, 20 calls to return within a few days.
Oh, I know.
and this happens depending on what's happening in neighborhoods or throughout the city or just what pops up for people. Sometimes it's all different topics. But, you know, the time management as a parent is, for me, I'm lucky that the newest actually sleeps.
Yeah.
He sleeps through the night, which I didn't believe was true.
Yeah.
My parents would tell me this, but it's true. It happens for some.
Yeah.
So that's great. But also, you know, working early in the morning, working late at night a little bit. It's not uncommon for somebody to get an email from me at 3:30 in the morning.
No.
It's just how life is right now. But it's all just a matter of where priorities are and the commands.
And the thing too is, there's a lot going on in the city. You know, I've got the announcement at the end of the show that I'm going to do on the training for the new totes situation Wednesday, Burbank. But I got it all here, thanks to Catherine who sent it. And, you know, I get to both sides of everything. And my thing with the toters is this, that it's time has come. It's that you can resist it. You can fight it. You can kick back. It's
sure.
Time has come. And because we just can't afford anymore what we've been doing.
Well, what I found interesting is that, you know, when former Mayor Tyre presented this idea, the community conversation and response was very different than what we had this time around. And I anticipated that because at that time, what was it, six years ago now?
Yeah, maybe.
Like at that. Least, I don't know.
At least.
Driving around town back then, you didn't see very many toters at houses.
No.
And over this period of time, families have chosen to get a toter rather than an average trash can, right?
Yeah.
So the conversation now wasn't about, I don't want that toter for the most part. The conversation was more, what size is right? How do I get rid of my old one? Are we really saving money? What about my recycling? Those are the conversations I had in Ward
Right,
6.
good. And
Yeah.
if you think back, weren't given an option back then. I mean, there wasn't. It was, what was it, 90, 60 gallon, 90 gallon, whatever it was. I can
Yeah.
remember. I said, and I said it kiddingly, jokingly, and sarcastically. I could put it in my backyard and live in it because it's not going to fit in my garage.
Right.
Now I've made room in my garage for the toter that I have. And I think, watching the city council meetings, because I really don't have a life other than watch the city council meetings and then the school committee. But I really thought between the company and Mr. Morales that it was thought through, because every person who asked a question, they had an answer for it. That wasn't, if you remember, that wasn't always that way the last time.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And I think part of it too was that the rollout was more of a community discussion.
Yeah.
And community discussions are fantastic when you're genuinely trying to figure out what direction to
Right,
go.
right. Yeah.
And or when you have a menu of options and you want to get the feedback. And viewers and listeners will recall that at those sessions there was a way to vote on, if I'm remembering this correctly, there were like votes on specific things that came up. Actually, I may be confusing that with something else. I take that back. I'm thinking of ARPA funds, I think.
Yeah.
different community
Because I
meeting.
don't remember any vote the last time. They just told us
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
going to
This was the
be.
ARPA thing where there at the end there was like a tab to fill out. Anyway, conversation can go awry there. This was very direct. The administration has come up with this plan. We're presenting it to you. How do you feel about it? This is what it would look like.
Right.
And I think that that kind of structure is incredibly helpful. But also the 48 gallon toter in a community of mostly aging and smaller homes,
Yeah.
that was easier to sell than the 90 something gallon, right?
Yeah.
For me, I would have been amenable to the 60. But I also take the responsibility to reduce our garbage very seriously. And, since taking the vote, I've held myself accountable within our house.
Good.
And we really make sure that we're recycling everything we can. We
Sure.
rip things down, we to make them fit. Like we're doing all the things to prepare for this shift that will make it more difficult to cut
Yeah.
corners.
I think, let me plant the seed so you know, and you can bring it up at the meeting. They also have to have a couple of times a year, in my opinion, people with hazardous waste. They used to do it at the city yards years ago, so the people can get rid of the oils and the cans and the paints and all that stuff instead of throwing it away. I always applauded the city for having that foresight, and maybe they've done it, but I haven't heard of it. And I try to get these announcements all the time, and pass them on both Facebook and on air. But yeah, I just think that its time has come. I mean, some of the, like, you remember one of the old ones, I got a call. All right, Bill, what about the one-way streets? Well, they'll go one way.
On the hazardous waste, that did come up in our meeting, and the details on that are to be determined, but we've all agreed that that's something that has to continue,
Has
and
to.
I believe they're going to make good on that. And really, that type of program is the underlying justification of what we're doing, right? So
Right.
the whole purpose of doing this is to reduce our overall garbage by household and by
Yeah.
city, and to improve the amount of recycling that we're doing. All of that is for nothing if we have households throwing away the paint that they just painted their shed with.
Right.
We've got to get rid of these things properly.
Or the half a bottle of lawn weed killer there that's been in the garage.
Yeah, all the things that are sitting in your garage that you're wondering when you can get rid of it, right? Or how to get rid of it. That stuff
Or how to, yeah.
we need direction on. Even things like incandescent lights. I've gotten messages and phone calls about those. Like, how do people get rid of them? The transfer station in Lenox has been really helpful, but for long term, we need to bring it back to Pittsfield.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, you're dead on there. And anything I can do to help, I'm here. So the other thing is, is the city, and you brought it up, and I guess it's because I am one. What are the what are the if I hear it's we're an aging city one more time, I'm going to come and say, here's one really upset old man. We are an aging city, but we're not doing anything to accommodate the aging. Example, we should be adding more handicap parking on either North Street, Side Street. I drove out, and you, I'm sure, been out to Walmart. There wasn't one handicap spot left, and they have a bunch of them. So
Yeah.
that shows you that the increase in handicap. Aged, older. I also have to say this before I forget. You have a guy at the senior center and now veteran service agent. His name is retired Colonel James Clark. I can't tell you what a wonderful person he is, and the number of people, seniors and vets, because a lot of them link together. He helps on a daily basis. He's worth my weight in gold. And
Jim
that's
Clark
all
is
cycling. I'm
he is an
eating.
incredible asset.
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
He really
yeah, yeah.
yeah, you did the last part. I'm recycling by eating everything. So that's how I'm becoming. Why did you run again?
Why did I run again? Honestly, it was a kind of a no-brainer. I wanted to continue doing the work. I felt
Good.
strongly that, you know, in the West Side and Ward 6, we still had some projects that I was working on that I wanted to finish
Okay.
and be part of, even throughout the city and outside of the ward. It quickly became apparent to me that not only the votes that would affect our ward and the advocacy for our ward, but we needed a voice of reason and understanding who was willing to work with others. And in that race, that I was the obvious choice, and you know, it was just the two of us. And as a resident of the city and of the ward, I didn't trust it the other way.
Well, I thank you for doing it because I
Yeah, thank
know
you.
it's not easy on you. I mean, you are a mom of two. You're part of a family structure. And I remember talking to one of the counselors a couple years back, said, well, I think it might have been you. I dedicate Sunday afternoons to just read all the supporting documentation for the agenda. I just
Yeah.
the agenda because I'm on a voluntary basis here.
So my Sunday ritual, Sunday afternoon ritual has been shifted. We now do evening on Saturday or evening on Sunday. But yeah, it's still a weekend event.
Well, I tell you, I applaud you, and anybody out there who's had children and held a job and done this, they should be very thankful to Dina, because she didn't have to do this. I mean, she's excellent in my opinion. And of course, in case you forgot, the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine, those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Peter Marchetti in the mayor's office, Peter White in the city council, and or the two people that are trying to jaywalk across North Street at this very moment. But no, yeah, I applaud. Thank you so much for doing it, because I think you're right. There's a lot to be accomplished. And I think with the new administration, I'm very pleased with what I'm hearing from the people.
Yeah.
The feedback has been so positive.
The one thing I'll say in response to what you were just saying is no parent in the working world can be successful without a supportive spouse and family.
Oh, that's
And
so
my
true.
ability to do all that I do is really thank you to my wife for being such an
Sure.
incredible parent to our kids and spouse to me, and also my in-laws. They're just incredible. They're
That's
out of
great.
this world. But no, Mayor Marchetti has done an incredible job with communication. I've heard very positive feedback from constituents, and
Yeah.
my experience working with him is that he's been responsive.
Yes.
I like how
Yeah.
he's running his departments. He's been great. He's been doing really good things, and I'm happy to be working with him.
Yeah, and I think his experience, his years on the council, is really attuned him to listen to the council and to listen to the but be out to the people and listen to the non-political body, the citizens. And he's there. I mean, he's I'll be honest, sometimes I think I worry about him that he's needs to get some downtime.
I think he gets downtime. I was having a night out on, I think it was Saturday, and I saw him at a music festival at Bosque. Very low key. Of course, he was doing the emails on the phone, I think. He looked very
Yeah.
busy, but he was still having some
Yeah, well.
downtime. It was a very relaxing place, and I was happy to bump into him. But yeah, it's a tough job, but I think too, we had some predicting indicators of like what energy he would bring to the office
Yeah.
because we've seen him as counselor and as council president. And what I expected is what we've gotten from him, and it's worked out well so far.
How did you feel the budget process went this year?
So I have an interesting way of comparing it. For me, budgets always go back to that first budget session that I had with the city where it was all over Zoom. Compared to that, it was phenomenal. Compared to other years, I think it went pretty well. We had good discourse. Folks weren't shy to ask questions. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
And good information had come out of it. Did everybody get what they wanted, whether it be cuts or heightened funding in different areas? No, but we did make cuts throughout the city. And I think as a taxpayer, that's incredibly important that we do.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think if anything, the only thing I caution, I say it all the time on this program. Remember, if they cut a fire station, will that get passed on to your homeowner's insurance? There isn't any free lunch kind of thing. And I think a lot of people don't tie, how do I don't want to. Not a lot of people. Some people don't equate. You cut this, that means a service, because most of it's service, except for contractual budgets.
Yeah. And that's the difficult part, and it's the more nuanced aspect of city
Right.
government. And I know that some residents feel strongly against raises and additional positions. When you pull back and you really look at how a city is operating, and you look at our ability to retain talent, which will
Yeah.
help our city to move more smoothly, which will help our city to save costs in the long run when you're looking at whether or not we have to redo things or hire consultants and things like that. We do have to take salaries seriously. We don't want them to be bloated. We want people to be well compensated.
Right.
And it has been my view that those highest paid positions in our city should live in our city. To me, that's a no-brainer. If Pittsfield money should stay in Pittsfield.
It was always that way until Chief Stankiewicz got permission to move to, I think, Richmond.
Yeah.
The other thing is that I've gotten positive and negative feedback on this, but I believe it with my heart. The days of civil service are over. It's an archaic cumbersome, slow-moving, cost-ineffective agency.
Well, it hurts communities like ours.
Yes, that's
The
what I've been saying.
very intention of it is not working out here in Pittsfield. We continually are unable to meet our quota to hire enough officers for the street.
Yeah.
We
You got a
have
big purge coming very soon. A bunch of them are gonna are will be eligible to go.
Retirement is a real thing that we have to be prepared for, and how are we going to fill
Yeah.
those positions? I have residents that contact me because they want more from traffic enforcement.
Right.
Well, that's not possible if we're not fully staffed. And as much as we try, we haven't been able to get there. And the limitations of civil service have been a big part of that.
And the thing is, today, when my dad was a fireman back in the late 40s and through the 60s, you needed civil service because otherwise you were at the prey of the political powers.
Yep.
Now they have union contracts that are much tighter than civil service, with rules. So I hope that the people in civil service, police and fire, nobody's more dedicated to them than I am. But it's an archaic, cumbersome system that just is ineffective. It's a bureaucracy that is weighing down cities and towns with additional costs that could go to other things.
Many of us agree on that. And for the most part, the complaints that I hear and the calls for higher traffic enforcement are around the West Street area.
Yep.
And at last night's meeting, I'm sure you were watching with your popcorn, or you will tonight on repeat.
Scotch.
Scotch, okay, very good. Last night we accepted a $235,000 Mass DOT grant, which is
Yes.
going to help fund the rapid flashing beacons for the lower part of West Street, which is where we start to hit the urban area.
Yeah.
And that's going to be three raised structures, three raised crosswalks at Dorothy Amos, St. Mark's, and then Dewey Ave. So right in that cluster area where when folks are pulling out onto West,
Yeah.
it's scary.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe it, that there are times when you just can't pull out because those coming down the hill are just speeding up, and it causes real issues with traffic. And
Oh, for sure.
we all know about Shaloon Mallard, who was tragically struck
Yeah.
a couple years ago, and then Shane Cassavant up in the 700s, near 800s of West Street. So we have real traffic calming issues there,
Yeah.
and the desire for higher enforcement is legitimate, but in the meantime, I think a far more effective way to do this is to create a structure that will keep people from speeding.
Exactly. Exactly. And this, I live on William Street. So, and I
Very
let's just,
similar over there.
huh?
It's very similar. Pulling
Oh,
off
they come like the hammers of you know where.
Elm to Williams is very similar to West to West.
Yeah, I mean, just the other day, and schools closed, thanks be to God. But there, two occasions, people they just pull out and pass. It's a double line. They're just going so fast. They come around the Appleton corner, and you can hear them. But I have to say this, Chief Dolly, in my opinion, he has is so utilizing his staffing, because for a while he put somebody here early in the morning, slowed a lot of people down just before school ended. Then he put some people here in the midday. So I do applaud what they're doing. I do applaud the enforcement, and I think this is only fair to say too. We had the Vice President of the United States here. And our police department, although it was costly, and others, Vinnie Barbarotta and the highway guys and gals and fire and AM, that's a tribute to the city. I got a lot of grief for having the Sure, with Guernsey on and stuff. I don't take a political stance, but I looked at it as what a boost to the city. A city vice president. I don't care if you vote for it. That's not my job here. My job is to promote the city and the county and the state. And I was just really happy for the city.
I was really excited for the city. Again, regardless of folks, political beliefs on this, this is
Yeah.
a, like you said, sitting vice president choosing our city to come
Right.
to.
Right after she's been told that she's going to be the candidate, where she could have easily blown it off. You know
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
absolutely.
2 days before they said, oh, and oh, by the way, you're going to be the candidate or whatever it was.
Sure. Especially considering, the weekend prior, she had already been on the other end of the state,
Right.
right? So
Right.
she's already
Right.
come to Massachusetts. She's not coming back. Sorry, small town. And they didn't choose to do that. And I think that that was really respectable. And I was sorry to miss it. We did our first family of four vacation that happened to fall that weekend. God bless my wife. She was like, if you really want to go, you could drive out and come back. I was like, I'm not going to do that to you. But we had an incredible time on the Cape, and all of my friends that were back here, friends and colleagues who saw the vice president, spoke so highly of the event too.
We had that was the weekend we had set up for the to meet the new baby for the first time. So that the Lord himself could be coming and we'd have gone. We weren't going to miss that.
Absolutely.
But
Absolutely.
no, I was happy for the city. I think a class act would be, and for the any of the Democratic local or state or federal policy, a class act would be to reimburse the city. I mean, you raised 1 point something million dollars. 50 grand is nothing to you, but a lot to the city. That's just me. That's
Yeah,
my
yeah. Yeah,
point.
I read about the mayor's request, and
Yeah. I don't think it's wrong. I don't think
it's
it's
not
wrong.
wrong. It's not wrong. Everybody knows the struggles that we have here in the city. The governor has addressed them. Our delegation is aware of them. We have every reason to ask for a reimbursement.
Absolutely.
It's not a weight that we should have to carry.
No. The it, and again, for those people, look at the positive side of it. The Vice President of the United States came to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the Colonial Theater, and they packed the place. And to pack the Colonial is no small feat. And I don't send me hate mail, because I'm not saying, I'm just telling you it was a gold star on our forehead that she came here. And
Hey, and now I'll add this.
How you vote, that's on you. I don't, all I ask you to do is please vote.
I will add this. There were specific quotes and video clips that were taken from that day that are still being used. And in the and like when we look back on history 20 years from now, maybe more, and we see those clips coming up to say that was home, that was
That
Pittsfield.
was home. Yeah.
That was when she was here.
Yeah.
Regardless of if you agree with it, that's still pretty cool that she came here. But
Yeah.
all of that stuff aside, I personally I've been trying to tread lightly with those who I disagree with on the federal stuff.
Yeah.
We've seen so much of our community torn apart, and I don't mean just our community here. I mean our community across the country,
Oh, I
right?
agree.
People aren't talking to each other anymore, friends, family. And when, there's been this tendency to put people into buckets of
The horribles.
I didn't want to say that, but that's there,
But
right?
I don't mind
It
if
it's a
I listen,
statement
I
that,
get called a lot worse, believe me.
as much as some of former President Trump's views and attitudes, I'll say, are hurtful to some.
Right.
We don't have to talk about it. Just vote.
Yeah.
Vote and let's try to move on.
And again, I think the rhetoric, they need to calm the rhetoric down. That's just my opinion. But tell me what you're going to do for me. Don't tell me about how bad I am. I already know that.
Oh, no. I got one better for you. Tell me what you're going to do for us. Stop talking about yesterday
Yeah.
and the other guy. I just want to know what you're doing.
You're 100% correct. Hey, we got to take a break. I am so honored and privileged to be here today with Dina Guglielampiazzi. That's how I remember her. This is the American flag. A lot of my friends and a lot of other people are buried under it. I don't care if you agree with it or not. Please don't disrespect it. Please. Means a lot to me. And I know some of you don't care, but it is our country. And I've been all over the world, and I'm always glad to be home. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. We'll be right back. Dina Guglielampiazzi, City Councilor.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back. I'm here with Dina Lampiazzi. She's a city council. She's a chairperson of the rules. What is it?
Ordinances and rules. Yeah.
Mine's a terrible thing to lose. And if you find mine, Dina, drop it off at the house.
You got it.
We were talking earlier about civil service. We were talking earlier about an aging community, which is it's really one of my things, and I mean it from my heart. It is one of my things that, yes, we are an aging community, but how are we addressing it? Are we putting more ramps in for wheelchairs and walkers? Are we putting more handicapped parking in areas where there'd be medical appointments and or shopping or whatever? And one last thing before I forget it, Dina. I thought one of the other counselors might have done it, and maybe they didn't. It's just not enough. But they got to do something with the traffic light flow on North Street. I know they don't want it at a pass-through, but the other day I'm going to Berkshire Medical Center. You got work in front of, you know, Berkshire Medical Center. So I went down North Street, Wacona, and up Charles. I sat through three lights at Fenn and North. Three lights. And then it was every other. Years ago, when I was on the job here, those lights were all synced so that they, if you went a certain speed, you could go right down North Street. Now, I don't know what's up.
Can I ask what time of the day this was at?
About five. Let's see. We ended about 11:30. It'll be at about 11:40. I'll be racing down North Street to be there for noon.
Okay.
Then they say, boy, your blood pressure's up. Really? But one of the other counselors in the summer, it has always been, since I was a cop, they always tick up the lights more because there's more traffic.
Right. Yep. I mean, I will say the times that I've driven down, it hasn't been too bad. But the summer with all the road work, it's been tough to navigate. We had some issues with the Linden and North light for a minute. I think those for the most part have been adjusted from the issue that was going on. But it seems like we're constantly sort of chasing some of these things that we need to tighten up.
Yeah, and a lot of it is the equipment's old.
The equipment's old, conditions change, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a glitch and we don't catch it, and it takes a conversation like this for us to know that something's happening. Or you know.
Where's Mr. Baraskis when we need him? They let him retire. They should have never let him retire. They no, but and I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying that there's so many little things that perturb people, and it doesn't perturb me. It's just I got to plan differently to get down the street. And you know, they say, well, we want North people to go slow on North Street so they'll sh well, that's good, and I agree, but you got to have the parking spaces, you got to have all the things that you not have to have, and then you have to have the stores.
Yeah.
And
I
I
mean,
think they're doing much better with the stores on North Street. I mean, Philly makes
a
it.
year ago today, North Street did not look like it does today.
No.
We're doing good. We're attracting business.
Yep.
Now it's a matter of we have to retain that business. And to your point, we need to make downtown a place where, you know, folks with mobility issues can park safely and swiftly and get inside,
Yeah.
right? And buy things, support our businesses.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the key of that kind of parking. I mean, obviously, Home Depot, Walmart, Price Chip, they all know they got tons of handicap parking, and they're filled now. So that was the I was going to take a picture of the Walmart one and just say, look at all these, and every one of them's full. And you know, but it's just another thing for you to address up, you know, when you're not busy.
Sure, I'll add it to the list.
Add it to the list. No, I think too that this is just me. I think the city council is probably functioning the best, and this isn't a cast on anybody, but I think functioning the best I've seen it collegially function in a long time.
I think it's fantastic. I love having, you know, difference of opinion with colleagues and being able to talk that out.
Yeah.
Folks being willing to really explain themselves on both sides of an issue, and then we all vote how we vote, and after the meeting, it doesn't matter.
No.
There are no grudges. Nobody takes it personally. We haven't had a single meeting in this term where something became personal, where folks
Right.
just had a disagreement and it became personal. In the past, those hot feelings happened on camera and off camera.
Oh
And
yeah.
there were times when the room was not really a place that some want to be.
Toxic.
You know, it
Toxic.
was very toxic.
Yeah.
And we're not like that.
No.
And if we're going to move the city forward, this is how we do it. Whether or not residents agree with every decision we make, just like everything else, we have people bringing ideas to the table for residents that they agree with and disagree with, and we're fully fleshing them out. I
Right.
think that's important.
Oh, there's no question about it. It's
Yeah, and it's.
discussion. It's you know, it's compromise. It's all these words that everybody talks so high and mighty about, but in the past, some of them weren't willing to practice it.
Well, it's also, you know, coming from the professional world, there have been times in council chambers when it's embarrassing and it has been shocking how the decorum that is lost there, right? And to be able to function like a group of professionals trying to figure out problems
Yep.
is it's really valuable. It's
I
it's
saw
resulted in
you on,
better dialogue.
I won't get into the specifics, but I saw you on a couple of occasions sidebar one of your counselor friends for an inappropriate, in totally two times, totally inappropriate statements that had jack squat to do with the discussion. It was more of a personal attack. And I can tell you this, the people are tired. I mean, I hear from everybody how much better it is this time and than it was then. And there's some even some criticism of but not like, and I say this from my heart, I am so happy that you're all getting along and getting things done. You know, I may win, but that's just me. What about all the citizens that just lost?
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, and yeah. That's I guess what I'm trying to say is I applaud you and your fellow counselors for having that kind of camaraderie, collegiality. It's okay to disagree. We don't have to be disagreeable. That's how I started this radio program. I've had people on this program I probably wouldn't go have a beer with or have over to the house for dinner, but they have a right to be on this program. This is Pittsfield Community Radio. This is Pittsfield Community Television. Every part of this community needs to be on it.
And, absolutely.
You know, whether I like them or dislike them.
I think that's true, too, for representation of thought within council chambers.
Yeah.
Because what you're talking about is what our community looks like, what our community sounds like, what our community feels like. And all of those things need to be kind of funneled through government chambers in order to get the best representation. And that's true when we're approving funding for housing projects and, you know, how we're going to address fees for permitting for large housing projects, like on the west side, to bring it back to Ward 6. You know, all of these things are come together to make a stronger community. And it's important that we have those voices and that we're not just thinking about what we need in our own households, but what does my neighbor need? What is that household on the other side of town that I don't know them, but they have a whole set of different daily struggles than I do? How can we make this a better city for them? And for many of us, myself included, that's why we do this.
Yeah, I volunteer to do this, contrary to a lot of rumors that were started several years ago. The school department's paying them under the table. Honest to God, the school department is not paying me. But I agree with what you said. The other piece, and I understand it, but also it's got to be put in context. If every time you open your mouth, it's, we got to cut taxes, we got to cut taxes, we got to cut taxes, then how and what and what services will be affected? And then let's let the voters make up their mind.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's not talked now, but it was a lot of talk. They're going to close a fire station. Well, take a look at that, because I'll tell you a story. Many years ago, we had a really bad winter, and the city did a bad job cleaning up, and we had a lot of accidents. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine who's in the insurance business said, if we keep this accident rate up, that's going to affect our insurance.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm trying to say, babbling on, is everything has the intertwines eventually.
No, you're making a great point. And, you know, having that broader context of information when we're having one-off conversations with constituents who are upset about tax bills and whatnot,
right,
can be difficult.
I know. I'm not making it easy.
So much goes into it, and there are a lot of considerations, and we can't just cut everything. That's not reasonable. And most of the increases that we've experienced are contractual. It's not just that we're a kid in a candy store buying a bunch of things for the city that nobody needs. That's not actually how it's working. And you know, I've talked a lot about this, is that one of my concerns is, so as we have folks preparing to leave their homes or downsize, we now have a generation that isn't buying houses at the same rate as our parents did and as our grandparents did. That's a real issue.
Yeah.
You know, we have millennials and Gen Z living in apartments.
Yeah.
Definitely. Right. And that's largely because they can't afford homes. The job market has changed. In some ways, they're priorities have changed. Maybe some folks don't want a house, but why is that? Is that because the house has become too much of a burden? And in a lot of ways, right now, if you look at the market, the average person, it's really difficult to purchase a home.
Right. And the house also represents an anchor.
It's an anchor. It keeps you here. It grounds you.
That's right. Yeah. And a lot of people, I read an article a couple of years ago about, you know, like my father-in-law. My father was on the fire department 38 years. Is for the city of Pittsfield. My father-in-law worked for 36 years in a GE. You don't have those records anymore. People are changing jobs every 3 to 4 years. A lot of society has changed. And I think, and this is a compliment to this city council, I think this city council has kept ahead of some of the changes in Pittsfield. You know, I drove by the old GE, took a couple of pictures of the scrap metal there. Mm-hmm. That's not just tearing down buildings. That's an end of an era and lifestyle.
Yep.
People who went to high school and got out and went to work in the GE as, you know, custodian or whatever, they made good money and they lived a middle class life.
Yeah. The history of GE in this community and actually many communities across the country is a complex one. Oh. It's a corporation that gave families a life better than what their parents provided or were able to provide. That comes along with the technology that was happening at the time. There are a lot of reasons why life felt so good for some during that time, right? At the same time, that company was killing our community.
Right.
They were killing us. They were contaminating our water. They were contaminating our land. They were poisoning our people. People are still sick today because of it.
Yeah.
So when folks say that they want a GE back, they want another big company back.
Think about it.
I ask them to please think more about that. What we want is economic diversity here. We don't want one show in town that if things go awry with them or we find out that something dirty is happening, it's too late, you know, and it's detrimental. It has taken us this long to get where we are post GE.
I used to say the GE scientists were the same as the ones that work for the tobacco company. That may take a minute or two to sink in for.
Oh,
some.
it's a great comparison. It is.
Smoking doesn't hurt your lungs. Oh, okay, cool. Going back to when GE was here and all that, you're right. There was the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember people who really lived the middle class life, and their dad had a menial job in the GE. They lived, you know, close to us. And they could afford a house. You know, that was the other piece. I mean, right now, you know, we'd like to downsize. I mean, we don't need, you know, 3 stories of a house. And a ranch house comes out on the market. By the time they put the for sale sign up, it's sold. So there's a lot of change in the entire U.S. and in the entire world.
And for some, I think differences in financial situations is kind of missed in the conversation of generations now versus generations in the past. There used to be a time when you could work at McDonald's and pay for your tuition, and now you're an attorney. That is incomprehensible to me. But now what we have is students or, you know, graduates that are settled with immense amounts of student debt. And it's not just their fault.
No.
You know, generations that were told to do this, told to take on the loans, told to get an education because you wouldn't become anything if you didn't. And then come to find out the government is profiting on exorbitant interest rates. Yeah. And that's the real issue with student loans. It's not just the tuition, which has skyrocketed.
Which is ridiculous.
But it's the fact that the government for years has been benefiting from this interest. yes, there's been student loan forgiveness and some people are affected, but a large amount of our would-be homeowners are affected by these student loans still. So they've got a car payment, they've got a student loan. How in the world can you justify taking on a $1,200, $1,500 mortgage? Maybe $2,000 mortgage. Like it's not a responsible jump for some people at this, even in their 30s.
No, and what happened, and again, it's a governmental thing. The government did the student loan, took it out of the bank, blah, blah, blah. And right away, when the government found that out, or the universities, the tuition started going up. You know, when I came home from Vietnam, I went to Berkshire Community College. Now, we had the worst GI Bill ever, but Vietnam guys and gals, but it covered that tuition. You
Sure.
know, barely, but it covered it. And I think back about my own son went to UMass and we paid, you know, it was like getting rid of a car payment when he graduated. And we thanked him for graduating. But you're right. But I don't, and we can agree to disagree. I don't think there can be some relief to student loan. But I don't think it should be totally on the back of the taxpayers, because I know a lot of guys that went the apprentice program and the G and not GE, but electric, plumbing, whatever, and I had to pay for it. So it's a question for another day.
No, I think that's a fair consideration while also taking into account how much extra have some paid to the government in interest.
That's
What
the there you
is
go.
a fair number? If you owe more today than you did 10 years ago, but you've been paying every month, something's wrong.
And that's what they should abolish.
Yes.
That back pay interest, that's just piggybacking on misery. Oh, I made that up. Pretty good. I can't thank you enough. I know how busy you are, but I really want to get the counselors in front of the people. A lot of people now, thanks to PCTV, watch it, but there are a lot more people who just get their version of it because they half read the Eagle. Or they read the Eagle, and I get such positive feedback from having the politically elected folks on, the elected officials, and I think it's a public service. That's what I why I do it.
Well, thank you for doing it. And I'm always happy to be here. And, I love any opportunity to make myself more available to the residents. And if anybody's listening, if you live in Ward 6, if you need to contact me, 413-433-8654.
There's a real dedicated person to being fulfilling her civic duty. Because I've had other PI, I gave somebody's number one time, and boy, they took my head off. What? Called me up, and I had to put the phone down. It was burning my hand. So my response was, but you ran for public office. Dina Gwiel-Lampiazzi, you and your beautiful family. The very best to all of you. I will be in touch. I'm not going to pester you because I know you're a wee bit busy. But I do want to reach out to you every 6, 8 weeks and get you back on, because there's a lot of dynamics changing now.
Absolutely.
You know?
And in a few months, I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about with things in Ward 6, things that are happening on West Street, hopefully
Yeah.
some announcements in that new housing unit over on Columbus and South John. Good things are happening.
Yeah, and you know, to you and your colleagues, and to the mayor, and thank you for your service, because it's a lot, but also thank you for what you're demonstrating as far as collegiality, getting stuff done in spite of whatever. I've got one announcement I want to read before we go. And this is from Catherine Van Bramer, and it's about the city's Pittsfield's launches outreach campaign for new trash and collection system. And they're going to have these briefings in preparation. The city officials will be hosting several community meetings to provide an overview of the new system. Wednesday, write these. I'm going to put it on my Facebook too, but Wednesday, August 21st, 9:30, the Ralph Friel Senior Center. Monday, September 9th, 6 p.m., Morningside Community School Cafeteria. Thursday, September the 12th, 6 p.m., at Reed Middle School Auditorium, North Street. And Monday, September the 16th, the Berkshire Athenaeum Auditorium on Wendell Ave. Presentations provided in Spanish, too, I guess. So there you go. Let's find out about it. I'm all in favor of it. I can share that with everybody. We have kicked this can down the road far too many years. Dina, thank you. Give the babies a hug and a kiss for the old fat ball guy. And thank you so much for all that you contribute to the city.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
And Dina included. God bless. And I know that upsets some of you, but that's how I feel. And today, make somebody laugh. Make somebody smile. Do something for somebody. You know why? Because somebody, and those are the people, that's all we have, is each other. Let's not beat the out of each other. Let's start taking care of each other. Be kind. Take care. My best, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. Talk to you soon.